as it's a new role, I want to take it to every community in every corner of the Inishowen Peninsula. I want to meet community groups across Inishowen. I want to go to the schools and meet with people and hear their concerns and take the role to the people so that people understand the work of Donegal County Council, but also have their input into how they think it should be run. Obviously, it's a difficult time for Inishowen. The threat of Brexit looms large on a border community like Inishowen, so I want to position ourselves to be best positioned to brace ourselves for the threat of Brexit. And I know my colleague, also Councillor Albert Doherty, as chair of the North West Regional Cross Border Group, is doing a lot of work to bring both Derry and Donegal councils together to address that. But I have a lot of local issues that I've identified. Personally, I want to see Greena na Bhailleach become the main tourist destination in the entire northwest of Ireland. I think it's the most underutilised and probably the most undiscovered jewel in the entire of County Donegal. I want to see it reach its full tourism potential. There's lots of other issues that I wish to bring forward. I want to see Buncrana Leisure Centre developed as quickly as possible. I want to see the Ahaly Road completed, and I want to see the three school campus in Buncrana, the site secured and work to begin throughout this year. And obviously the Cockhill Bridge needs to be completed on time, and I want to do everything that I can in conjunction with my fellow councillors and Inishowen to ensure that happens.
You've also identified the two ferries as priority, both in terms of Greencastle and Buncrana. They operate at the moment limping from year to year. You want to see something more formal and more long-term put in place?
Yeah, the two ferries are absolutely vital to Inishowen, to tourism and Inishowen, and to transport into the peninsula. I want to see a permanent contract put in place so we know with certainty when they're going to run and how they're going to run. But further to that, I don't want them to be a drain on community resources anymore. The Development Fund initiative in Inishowen has been completely drained to fund these ferries to the detriment of local community groups, which isn't fair because that fund has been used in every other part of the county to fund sporting groups and community organisations, but not in Inishowen. So I want to ensure that this year that any funding for that ferry comes from an essential pot, and that the community groups in Inishowen get equal access to funding as anybody else would in the rest of the county.